Thank you, President. I would like to highlight the fact that at the end of this first year after the adoption of the Oslo Action Plan, we are now beginning to have a set of benchmarks in order to be able to measure the status of implementation of the commitments undertaken in that very important document, to wit, the Oslo Action Plan. So our task for next year is very clear. We need to work to improve outcomes on an ongoing basis in order to demonstrate detailed and measurable progress. Towards that goal, respect by states parties of their obligations to submit a transparency report under Article 7 will be vital, as will adherence to the process adopted by the states parties with regard to requests for extensions. We will also need to ramp up dialogue based on cooperation between stakeholders. In that understanding, there can be no doubt that the Dutch presidency coming in to take charge of the 19th MSP will need to take over the baton successfully and swiftly in order to build upon your own successful achievements this year, President. President, I'd like once again to thank you personally for your commitment, your engagement and your support. I'd also like to convey the gratitudes I expressed yesterday to all member states and to all those organizations that have interacted with the committee this year and express their unity for the successful implementation of the convention. I'd also like to thank my colleagues in the Article 5 Implementation Committee, Austria, Norway and Zambia. Belgium and Sri Lanka will replace Austria and Canada within the Article 5 Implementation Committee at the next session, working alongside Norway and Zambia. I hail the professionalism of my colleagues from these incoming countries. I have no doubt that their efforts will bear fruit, and I wish them every success in this new task that they're undertaking. Finally, we'd like to congratulate Zambia, who will take over the role of chair of the Article 5 Implementation Committee next year. I have no doubt that our colleague Chileshe will be more than capable of discharging the duties of that role and will do so brilliantly. President, that brings me to the end of my remarks. I would now like, with your indulgence, to cede the floor to Zambia to make a few remarks as incoming chair of the Article 5 Implementation Committee. Thank you very much.